What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here is Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media.
Jumps, and there's excitement in that. So I thought of guys like Brandon and Luke and Johnny and T.O. and Jordan, Ben, Yankoff, Javonte, just Dom, all of them. I'm excited to see where they're going to go because they're ready to take this next jump, and there's excitement in growing and learning, and they're exactly where I'd hope they'd be going into this camp and eager to take that next stop and that next jump of where they're going to go. And so seeing the nervous energy of the newest ones combined with the, you know, guys going into year two and the jump they're going to make, it was made for an interesting couple days. So I thought I'd share that with you. And we'll get started. Questions about the camp and getting rocking.
Obviously, Terry not here. How does that affect you guys just in terms of planning these sessions? And is there at all any concern that it could affect the offense as a whole down the road as they really build that rapport together?
Sure. And the good news is lots of rapport has been built. And so those are all the times and, you know, hours and hours upon doing that. Hey, sometimes football and business, they intersect. And this is one of those times. Terry is a fantastic teammate and really puts in the work and spent a lot of time with him already this offseason. So, but let's, the business side of things, you know, Adam and their crew and Terry and his group, they'll let them work through that. But in the meantime, lots of stuff to do. And we try to customize as much as we can, Nikki, who can do what, who's in rehab, who can do some things, who can do everything, who needs to see more during this time of year, and who do we need to see less. And so this is one of those times you're really able to customize the script and the work to do that.
Brandon Coleman, as you've kind of just moved him around like you're moving around other guys, how has he kind of adapted and adjusted as you've done that?
Yeah, really coming into it, because he had good versatility coming out of TCU, the move inside, he was ready to begin that process early. So it started prior to him even getting to the off-season program in his training, working on different sets to do that. So he's a rare guy because he's got the width and the bulk to play inside, but the athleticism to play outside. But he's really locked in on the techniques that it'll take. And so for the big guys, they don't get to fully express that until the training camp, just by the nature of their positions. But he's done an excellent job of, getting the timing and the footwork and the sets in that he can.
I know you prefer to talk about guys who are out there and all that, but I am curious with the Terry situation. Is there something you've learned over the years how to deal with these kind of situations and how maybe even things leading up to it to make sure things are okay from?
Yeah, I think it's why, that we all have, people that can help on that side. So I can have the relationship as the coach and the ball player and the man. And so, just keep a cool head about it and, keep communication up, which, Terry and I certainly do. So I think the main thing, expect the expected. Sometimes the business and football can get contentious and difficult, but it never has to be with the people that are inside the locker room and doing that. And so I've learned that, yeah, through the years, and easy advice to follow.
Laremy and Marshawn are here this week.
Correct.
What are you expecting to see from them, especially with Marshawn coming off like the hamstring stuff and all that?
Yeah, like I was saying earlier, a little bit customized, John, who will do what, how much we'll get. So, and it'll kind of depend on the day as well, what we want to feature and where we're at. But yeah, they're both doing good and pumped they're here and getting rolling with us. So they're really, I've enjoyed, you know, like spending time with them here. Like for Marshawn, when it's traded, it's in season, it's already intense. And so it's in a different atmosphere. You get to have some good conversations. And same with Laremy from the trade to get him here. I got a chance to meet, you know, his family, you know, when he arrived here. And so not every time you get to do that. So, you know, I took that time to spend time with, you know, his son and his family. Like, that was a good deal for me to get a chance to spend time with him. I got to know his why maybe before he even got here and got into the locker room.
Dan, this may be in line with your customization for the workout for these guys. Is Marshawn a full participant this week?
He'll get quite a bit, but I'll see where it goes after today, and do we need to see how much tomorrow? But yeah, I would say full participant going into it. What does that mean for everybody? A little bit different, Ben, but yeah, there's no restrictions going in.
Gotcha. And the idea of these off-season programs has changed over time. You get less work. What for you has maybe changed? I don't know if it's from your Atlanta days or just other times, like what this week actually means and what, you know, the ultimate goal kind of is out of this week.
Yeah, and it's a lot different. And I think that's the change is good. You know, obviously we're doing it to help, you know, the players and go to it for, as some of you may remember, like way back, the mandatory camp came right after the draft, two practices, one. So it was five practices in a weekend. I don't know what load management or those kind of things would say about that nowadays, but it probably wouldn't be too favorable. But I do know that you want to isolate the skills, Ben, and see where we're at. And then the rookies have been here about 1 month. And so for them and for the players that are going into year two, what's the learning like? Have you applied, you know, what we've learned in this time together so you can really, you know, let it go once you get, you know, into training camp? And so, like, there'll be a natural break that'll come up, you know, 2 or 3 days from now. And there's almost like a 40 days before you get to training camp and having a real plan for what that looks like. But in this space, I always like to see the newest players and their acclimation, where they're at. And it kind of gives you a little test, a little barometer where they're at mentally and, you know, regarding the playbook and that. To do the whole factors physically, mentally, emotionally, like all the things you have to pour into it. But it's a good, I would say just a good test. Where are you exactly with the knowledge of it all?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, good afternoon, Coach.
Good afternoon.
Kind of speaking actually to like how things evolve, if you had one kind of overarching, you know, obviously can't be very specific, but goal for this mini camp for your team, what would that be?
Well, number one, like always, like the health of the team. You know, I love seeing the communication on all three phases, because if we can get that part right, I know the contact and those things will take place, but you have to have the communication down at a really, really strong level. And so I want to hear it. I want to feel that all the way through in all three phases, knowing that's kind of giving you information as the teacher that the student knows it. Oftentimes, we've all been in classroom where there was good teaching that went on, but we don't know if there was good learning. You know, those lecture halls that we were like for a long time, and then, okay, I don't know, I wrote some things down. I might have missed a half hour there somewhere. Like, when the communication happens on the field, you get feedback as a coach. This is happening. He understands it. There's a good communication. So that's what I like to listen for.
Martin, just kind of like your overall thoughts. I know there's like some question kind of out here, like where exactly you guys are going to employ him. I know you don't want to give that away, obviously, but just some general thoughts on his skill set.
Yeah. Number one, he's got a lot of experience. That's an outside backer. And, you know, being on the edge, we'll feature more into that. He's got a good special teams background as well. But, we'll feature him on the edge and outside linebacker kind of roles. And then on teams, I really think it's probably three or four out of the core. And he's off to a good start here. I really enjoyed connecting with him, Dietrich, Jonathan Jones, JK, to name just a few, of getting to know them and who they are. And so that's been an important part for me through this offseason.
Coach, hi. If I could just ask you one more thing about Terry. Obviously, we know what he's done on the field in terms of numbers. You touched on it a little bit at the beginning, but in terms of his intangibles, especially for the rest of the wide receiver room, what do you think that he has brought to that particular wideout room?
Well, for a long time, it's really, really high standards, you know, of what a professional can be. I can think back to one of the things he was working on last training camp, and I remember standing with Adam. He was working on low catches, so they were like either stationary or running catches that were below the knee, and it's like that type of specific throws after practice that were down towards his feet. That's a pro's pro, you know, where he was finding the smallest of detail to get better at, not the, you know, the catch that's right here. And he was already exceptional at tracking the deep ball and looking over his shoulder. So I love when people are finding a specific thing. I want to work on that thing to get better at it. I think Terry, that was like a clear demonstration of that. It may sound like a small thing, but that's really, you know, like finding the edge to say, what can I, you know, work on?
And one more thing, you said you spent a lot of time with the rookies. Obviously, that's such a tough transition, I think, for any player to come from college to the pro level. What do you hope that they take away from this particular mini camp in this time period that they've had?
I want them to know that the process that they're going through is normal, and I want them to fail successfully some, knowing that there's going to be mistakes, and this is the only way they know if this technique that we're teaching is going to work. If you don't do that, you're really shortchanging yourself, because the way, you know, Jason Simmons may, you know, teach a specific technique, may be new to them, and then all of a sudden it just clicks. And okay, but you do have to apply it and try it to go. And at the end of it, I think you need to show them belief. I think that is powerful when you're seeing them do it. I don't think it can be just blind, hey, you're going to be great, and then not showing all the work that has to go into it. But knowing that there's a process that all the people have gone through, and early they were guarded. I don't know what it's going to be like here. They'd heard, okay, the people will look after you, meaning the other players, to help you grow. And so I think that helped, knowing, like, one of the questions I ask is, who's made a big impact on you since you've been here? And so many times you hear it's this player. Sometimes it might have been somebody they sat next to in the locker room, but not at the same position. And so it kind of gives me a little test, too, to know who's already making an impact as they're going. So it is a question, you know, like during these meetings over the last few days. But it's a hard process for them. They're realizing all of the reps matter. They don't get a lot of them. So when I can deliver, I'll get some more. So it's like step by step as it's going.
Got time for three more.
Are there any tweaks or adjustments you've made to minicamp, even from last year?
Not necessarily as much from last year. We're still working game management situations. We probably worked a little more third down and no huddle. And I would say maybe, because now we've been through to say we emphasized more of the third down this offseason. So that's probably a byproduct of that, where last year it was, you know, we're not going to miss one step of the installation, one step of that. So maybe a little more customized this time around.
Hey, Coach, I know you mentioned the players who are in year two and, yes. and seeing their growth. So what are you looking to see from the veterans on the team who are new to the team this year?
Yeah, that's onboarding as well. And we had talked about some of the guys who had come in. They're different than the rookies. This is their first year in the system, and it's everybody else's second year. And so over that time, have they learned, you know, the standards we've set? Have they learned the techniques that we want? And so that's why being a part of the off-season program is a good one, because there's a lot of peer-to-peer coaching that takes place. I may say it, or Cliff may say it, or Joe in a meeting room, or Larry. But then it's like, hey, here's what Dan or here's what Joe or Cliff are saying. And, like, that's, to me, where the leading takes place, not just from what I say, but when they're sharing it from one another. I can remember a conversation with Nick Ballore earlier today that he had already connected with a couple of people, you know, about certain techniques or things they were doing, and that lets me know that we're in the right spot to do things.
Hey, Coach, in talking to some of the defensive coaches last week, they said that they left a lot of meat on the bone. So when you look at the front of the defense, it's a lot of new faces there. Yep. Are you seeing them mash together in this early stage?
Yeah, Don, it's a good question, and one they've been very intentional about. Even in the meetings times where there's so many times the front seven are all together, whether it's linebackers or D-line, all of them kind of doing things together. I like the way that Joe has split up a lot of the teaching, even in a walkthrough setting. This is the blitz package that's all going together. These are the run game. And so they've done a lot together. And so I have seen that mesh take place. But it was very intentional, I thought, by the staff as well. And I think that's what it should be from, like, if the staff are asking the players to improve, then as a staff, we also need to improve, because otherwise I think then we'd be shortchanging the players, like myself included. So elevating the players is also elevating the staff. And if we can all do that together, then we can really go after it. But yeah, they were very intentional about meshing that together with the front.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.
That's Commanders head coach Dan Quinn addressing the media. I think he handled the Terry McLaurin stuff exactly as we expected it to be.
Yeah.
I want to react to everything DQ said, and then we'll open the phone lines up again. Maybe people feel a little bit better. But speaking of opening things up, the folks at Door Pro America got me a new garage door, and it has changed my life. I got a LiftMaster garage door, and it comes with a LiftMaster garage door opener and the MyQ app. And the pros from Door Pro America installed this thing, and it is so much better than my old garage door, dude. Like, a lot of times these ad reads, I have to, like, read the specific copy. But I'm telling you, this thing has been such a bonus to my house. Being able to open and close it on the app is huge. It looks significantly better. It's not loud. My old garage door was from, like, the 70s and loud and ugly and awful. These dudes significantly improved the curb appeal of my house and just my day-to-day life, dude. It's so much easier. Door Pro America is based locally, and they've been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. If you want them to help you and change your house like they did for me, call today and ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Tell them J.P. Finley sent you, or you can check them out now at doorproamerica.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.